And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God, our King, our Comforter, our strong tower, Father, we come before you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We come before you this morning with praise. We come before you this morning magnifying you, for you are God. Father, we thank you for getting us up this morning, Lord, in our right minds, and all we need to do is go to some nursing home and see what it means to really be in our right minds. So we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they were obedient to your word as they started this TMC call, Father, and how so many have been blessed by it. Because we all have situations in our lives, Lord, and we all need a word to hold on to. So we thank you, Father, that we can get together Monday through Friday morning to hear a word that will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Now, Father, we ask that you bless them mightily, that you shower Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts with your love. Father, that whatever their hand touch prospers and bless their families as well. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank and praise you for Artists International. And, Father, we ask for blessings, duplicate blessings that we blessed that we prayed upon Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts to fall upon them. We thank and praise you, O God, for the speaker this morning, for the word that will come forth. We thank you, Lord, that it is all of you and none of the speaker in Jesus' name. Now, God, continue to touch them, Lord. Continue to let them receive blessings from the north, south, east, and west. And we command that the airwaves will line up with the word of God this morning, that the call will go forth with clarity. And we give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my TMC family, I love you. Have a blessed day. And as we said before, let's keep the Brown family and this country in prayer, because healing does need to take place. We know healing is in his wings. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for those words of encouragement. And, yes, it is a time to be thankful. It's a time to know that Jesus reigns no matter what's going on. He is in charge. Good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here in New Jersey. And I, along with Minister Willa and our founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we welcome you to the Master's Call. Our call is about our Master. He is the great I Am. He is the same today. He is the same yesterday, and he is the same forever, forever, forever. So we are glad that you are here. And let me just share with you a little bit about our call. We stand on Psalms 88:13. You can locate it, and it reads, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." So we will continue to pray for this country. We will continue to pray for the Brown family, and we pray for you. It's an honor, and it is a privilege. Our mission statement is letting us know, and each one of us, we are becoming enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. If you would like to find out more about us, we started here on October 25th, 2010. Feel free to go to our website. You can find out about our founders, as I mentioned. You can find out more about the ministers that come forward and bring the word. You can read their bios. And all of that is located at www.themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. We also have an email address. As I said, we love to pray. It's an honor and it's a privilege to bring you before the King of Kings. And you can send your praise reports, your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. That is I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net, and we will definitely lift you up before the Lord. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor and join our team, you can send that request also to that email address. Or even if you believe God has given you a word and you would like to bring it forward, Dr. Vanessa or myself as the prayer general, we'll get back to you. Praise God, and we thank God for you. Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time right now, but I want to give you an additional phone number, and then I'm going to bring the woman of God forward. Many of us, the tool that has brought us together, the thread that has linked us, it's an awesome company called Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And we have a morning motivational call. Get back to the person that invited you to this call. And 4-hour distributors, that number, you want to get on there. It's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. She's also the godmother of Artists International. Her and her awesome, awesome team, they teach us and they encourage us. And that's immediately following this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I'll come back after the message with additional announcements. But let me tell you about my sister in the Lord. She is a prayer intercessor, and she's part of our family here on the Master's Call. Minister Codrow, she is anointed. She is a caring woman of God. She's a loving woman of God. She is a faithful mom and devoted to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. She was born in New York City, and she currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering, and she's the proud mom of an awesome, awesome young man of God. Minister Kai, she is also being trained. She speaks the word. She believes the word. She encourages people to get in the word. She teaches the word, and she lives the word. She, too, is an artist entrepreneur, and she, along with her son, Christopher, who's a mighty young man of God, they know that God is doing awesome things in their lives. So I am grateful, I am thankful that I had an opportunity to meet this young woman of God. I bless her in the mighty name of Jesus. Make sure, family, you have your pen, your paper, and the sword, which is the Bible, so you can hear what God has said through his servant, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, precious one?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm excited. God bless you. It's all yours.
Wow. Thank you for such an amazing introduction, Minister Robin. And, of course, I just want to thank Minister Willa for feeding and greeting the people. And I just want to honor Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for allowing me this opportunity, because you can't take it lightly when you're given an opportunity to come before the people of God, because he loves and values his people. So, again, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I honor and praise God, and I just want to, you know, get right into the word. Last night when I went to bed, I had this entire word done about injustice and just talking about how things are going in the world. And when I woke up this morning, the Lord said, no, that's not what you're going to preach on, because that's what you wanted to talk about. But this is my time, and he wanted his word to come forth and not Kai. So he gave me a word this morning on refocusing. But when I got refocusing, I said, well, Lord, what do you mean refocusing? He said, sometimes we look at things through the skewed eyes of the world instead of looking at them through the lens of Jesus Christ. So I was like, okay, Lord, I get that. You know, we want things the way the world wants them sometimes. So what do you mean refocusing? I need a better understanding of what you mean by refocusing. And he took me somewhere completely in left field, because I was thinking about refocusing in one way, but he had another plan. So, you know, he tells me that the enemy is not by any means unattentive. In fact, he pays close attention to detail. He understands that God desires relationship with man, and that this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas could be a time when man turns to God more than ever. There's a great deal to be thankful for. There's a great deal to be able to thank God and praise him and honor him during this time. Most importantly is the thanks that Christian gives for the birth of Christ, our Lord and Savior. So the enemy had to devise a plan, come up with a scheme to take this season of thankfulness, to take this season of praise for the birth of our Lord and Savior, and to make it about something else. Because, see, he can't have Christians focused on the reason for the season. See, he has to turn it around and make it something that could end up being destructive. So what God did was he gave us the enemy's job description in the Bible. So it should not surprise us what the enemy does, because his job description is given in John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So how has the enemy done this with this holiday season, and how do we refocus on what's important? So the first thing that the enemy has done is he has commercialized this holiday season. This period of time is no longer about remembering why we are thankful and celebrating the birth of Christ with our loved ones. It's about buying things and giving things. It's about keeping up with the Joneses. It's about a 50-inch TV for the living room. Mind you, let me just be transparent, because that was what I was going to do. I was going to go out on Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. and buy my new TV for my living room. So, you know, it's not just, I'm not pointing fingers, because then I'm pointing four back at myself. So I will just, you know, keep it moving. So two, when people can't afford to buy things and give things, they do so on credit just so they can buy and give and keep up with the Joneses. So now you buy things on credit, eventually you've got to pay for them. So when the new year rolls around, folks are so in debt that they spend the next year digging themselves out of the hole that they went into for Christmas or for the holiday season. And that's just really not logical. So you buy and buy and buy. First of all, things you can't afford, or excuse me, Lord, thank you, things we cannot afford, to give them to people who would rather have our time than a gift, people who would rather have us pour into them than to give them something, you know, commercial. So we really need to take a look at what we are doing in this time period. We need to refocus on what's really important. So let's stop there and think for just a minute. A few years ago, Black Friday was simply the day after Thanksgiving where you got great pricing for stuff you did not really need to give away as gifts. Now, not only do you have Black Friday, but the sales now start on Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday at 6 p.m. Ask me how I know, because I had planned on being out on Thursday at 6 p.m. to buy my television. I mean, that's just keeping it real. But now you have Thursday, you have Friday, and you also have Cyber Monday. So if you don't want to get out into the crowds, you can stay at home and sit behind your computer screen and order a bunch of useless stuff that you don't need, just because it's under the guise of great pricing. So now, are we really focused on what the holiday season is about? And the answer is no, we're not. We're focused on buying and giving gifts. So how do we refocus? So I had to, you know, I had to take a minute this morning and say, ooh, I don't know if I'm ready to go there, because that means I have to look at and reevaluate my own focus before I can come before your people and say, okay, you need to refocus. So God had to deal with some Kai issues before I could even begin to open up and bring this word. So as he began to deal with my issues, and as I began to pray and seek him as to how we refocus, things began to become clearer for me personally. And so as that clarity came, God said, okay, deal with these issues, deal with these things. Why is it so necessary to buy and give? Why do we think it's so important that we have these great, expensive gifts to buy and give? Are we really valuing ourselves the way we should, or have we placed our value in those things that we can buy and give? And I had to stop, because I am the first one to give a gift. I will give you my last. But why am I doing, are my motives pure? Why am I buying and giving, and why is it so intense that I do so? So we need to look at the whole verse of John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So the thief, the enemy, has come to destroy what this season is really about. He has come to kill the joy that we get from knowing that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was born during this season. He has come to destroy the time that we spend with our families during this season as we get together. And he has come to steal everything that God has given us in that life more abundantly. See, he has a plan. And we don't always take time to back up and see what the enemy is trying to accomplish by doing the things that he does. So what do? We need to refocus and realize that Jesus tells us, yes, the enemy is crafty, but Jesus himself has come and overcome that craftiness so that Christians can have an abundant life. So we don't have to be concerned about giving and buying and you know, getting in debt to buy, because God has promised us life and life more abundantly. So we have to take the focus off of the things and put them back on what God says is important. So now, I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with giving gifts and buying things, but doing them in a way that is pleasing to God instead of a way that is going into debt. Because God tells us, owe no man anything. So going into debt to have a holiday season is breaking God's law. Owe no man anything. Number two, we have to remember the reason for the season. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So this season, you know, whether the time between Christmas and between Thanksgiving and Christmas is about understanding that we were given a gift. We were given an opportunity to get right with God through the birth of Jesus. Galatians 4:4-5 states, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. So really what God was doing, because he is into relationship with man, because he desires us to be in right relationship with man, he sent his son Jesus, his only begotten son, as it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So what God was doing was providing a means for man to get back in right relationship with him. So now we have to refocus on what the birth of Christ was really about. It's not about a Christmas tree. It's not about going to the store and getting gifts. It's about taking those things that are important to us, our time, our talents, and our treasures, and it's about sharing them with others. It's about taking time to not only build relationship with God, which is the vertical on the cross, but also taking care of that horizontal part of the cross, which is building relationships with man. So taking those things and refocusing, and instead of, you know, using our treasures to buy things, pouring those treasures into others. So we can do a couple of things. So the first thing we can do is take a minute to let someone know you are thinking about them, that you love them, and that you value them far above rubies. Letting them know that just them simply being in your life is important to you. Pouring into them the way God pours into us. Even when we're out of order, we have Jesus sitting on the right hand of God, interceding for us, asking God to forgive us, reminding him of what the blood did to bring us into relationship with God. The second thing that we can do is to take the focus off ourselves and place it on others. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Stop looking in the mirror. You know, stop focusing on you and focus on someone else. The other scripture that comes to mind when you think about that is 1 Thessalonians 5:15. See that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. What if God repaid us for the things that we do? What if we got what we deserve? Just take a minute and stop and pause and think about that. Even if he repays us for the things that we have done since we've been saved, what if he put that video up in front of the world to see? Not the things we did when we were in the world, but the things that we have done since we've been saved. Do you want that video playing? I know I wouldn't. And let's just keep it real. I would not want to see the things that I have done since I accepted Christ, because Lord knows I have fallen short more than a number of times. So when others fall short, you don't repay them for that. You forgive them, you love them, and you love them where they are. And you pray for them, because only God can take them from where they are to where he desires them to be. And then we take the focus off of things and put it back on God. See, this world has gotten a little jaded, a little twisted, a little cynical, because there are so many things going on in the world that just seem unjust. But God never said that we would be dealing with, you know, roses, that our lives would be easy. His word says, the rain shall fall on the just and the unjust alike. So that means everybody is going to have to go through some things and endure some things that they don't think are fair, that they don't think are right. The decision in the Mike Brown case, not right, but you know what? We have to endure some things. We have to go through some things, and we have to glorify God and praise him through them, not for them, but through them. Because our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. So we don't know why things have turned out the way they have. But we have to know that God will ultimately receive justice. His word says, vengeance is mine. So we have to remember that we can't take things into our own hands. We have to allow God to have his way. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to refocus ourselves on the things of God instead of the things of the world. So I'll say this to you. Take a minute to refocus this holiday season and reconnect with God and man. Minister Robin, back to you.
Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
Praise God, praise God. Powerful, powerful word, powerful word. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. And Minister Kai, I will be calling you back after the announcement. Father, you are so good to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a God of a first, second, third, fourth, many, many, many chances, allowing us to be able to change our focus, just as the word has said. Get our eyes off of ourselves and get our eyes back on you and back on your people. Cause us to be able to look at our horizontal relationship, Father, and do what we can to help and assist others. Do what we can to let others know about you. Let's lead them to vertical, you, a relationship with your Son. Glory to God. Father, I thank you because this is a time right now. There are so many things that are going on, and we don't understand. But just as the minister has said, vengeance is yours. It belongs to you. The just will be redeemed. This did not take you by surprise, what is going on in the world and what is going on in Ferguson and what has happened to the Brown family and what has happened to the Monroe family and what has happened to the Thurston family and what has happened to many, many, many of us, Lord. But you are faithful. You are the Lord who is our strength. We put our trust and our confidence and our faith in you. You are the God of our salvation, and we thank you because this is a time to give thanks to you, for you are good and your mercies are new every single morning. This is a time for us to know that we can hide in you because you are the one who's protecting us in troubled times. You are surrounding us, Lord God. You said that you are our refuge, you are our strength, and we dwell in that secret place of the Most High God. So, Lord, I thank you that it's a time to give thanks to you. I thank you that you are the healer. Joni is healed. Mr. Wells is healed. And all of those, Lord God, who have spoken your word, believe your word, know your word has not returned void to them. Know your word is accomplishing every single thing, which is health and wholeness in their body, Father, because you said it, because your Son Jesus took sickness away from them, and he healed them, coming with healing on his wings. So we thank you for that. You are the God of peace. You are the provider. You are the deliverer. And, Father, in everything, we want to give thanks to you. We want to honor you. So I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you that she and her son Christopher, they are blessed. I thank you, Lord God, that there is not one thing that is missing in Minister Kai's life. I thank you that the founders of this call, Dr. T.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God, they are blessed, they are protected, they are surrounded by your loving kindness. I thank you, Father God, that our team, Lord, they are also protected. And I speak this and I decree it over our CMC family, Father, that we will think about our vertical relationship with you, strengthen our horizontal relationship with others, take the focus off of us, put the focus on you and your people, and walk and show them the love of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family members, this is a time where I go ahead and I give you our replay number. If you would like to listen to our message just for today, you can dial 712-432-1085. Let me go ahead and start that over. 712-432-1085. The same exact PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Feel free to go to our website. You can download the message there. And again, artists, entrepreneurs, make sure you get on the morning motivational call, which is immediately following this call. Go to your back office. There are so many specials that are going on. And say thank you to the Diaz de Leon family because they always take care of us. And that number for the morning motivational call is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. Thank you, Minister Willa, for being a blessing to the body of Christ and a blessing to our call. Thank you, victorious woman of God, my dear sister, Minister God, for that powerful, encouraging, reminding word of what we're supposed to do. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please come forward and give us our daily benediction.
Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you. We thank you and praise you for reminding us to put the focus back on you. We thank you and praise you that you alone are God, that we should keep our focus on building right relationship with you and with man. We thank you and praise you simply because you first loved us. We know that we know that we know that you cared for us enough to send Jesus to the cross. So again, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, and we lift you up with all the praise, honor, and glory that is due you. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we just ask that you touch every person on this call, that you keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you, that you give them your rest in your time. Father, that we are thankful in this season, and that we continue to seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness so that all these things can be added unto us. We praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a great day, realizing that God loves you more than life. Bye-bye.